Adam Hamsen.
Nun werden wir jetzt ein Stoß, der ist heute schon zum Mal, dass die Bein kriegt. Auf heute, Adam, hat die Bein, das war mir schon ein paar Dinge. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Param Hamsa Parivaja Acharya Ashtotara Satya Sri Sri Maharaj Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Bhupad Ki Ananda Bodhi Vaishnava Bindu Ki Ratra Shumad Bhagavad Gita Ki Vithai Guru Bhimarande All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna. So this evening's text is from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, which is called the Perfection of Renunciation, text 39. 1839. Please repeat. Ya
Adre
Chanu Bande Cha Sukham Moanam Atmana Nidalasya Umanutam Tat Tamasam Udarikam Yadadre chanu mande cha
Yadadre chanu mande cha
Yadadre chanu mande cha
Yadadre chanu mande cha
Sukham mohanam atmanah
Sukham mohanam atmanah
Sukham mohanam atmanah
Sukham mohanam atmanah
Nidralasya pramadutham
Nidralasya pramadutham
Nidralasya pramadutam
Nidralasya pramadutam
Tathamasam udhavritam Tathamasam udhavritam
Tathamasam udhavritam
Yadadre chanu bande cha
Yadadre chanu bande cha
Sukham mohanam atmana
Sukham mohanam atmana
Nidralasya pramadutam Tathamasam udhavritam Yadadre chanu bande cha Sukham mohanam atmana Nidralasya pramadutam Tathamasam udhavritam Please repeat.
That which
Agre in the beginning. Cha
also.
Anubandhe at the end. Cha
also.
Sukham happiness.
Mohanam
illusory. Atmanah
of the self.
Nidra
sleep.
Alasya
laziness.
Pramada
and
illusion. Uttam produced of. That. Tamasam in the mode of ignorance. Udhavritam is said to be. Translation by His Divine Grace Krishna Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And that happiness which is blind to self-realization, which is delusion from beginning to end, and which arises from sleep, laziness and illusion is said to be in the nature of ignorance. Please repeat. And that happiness, which is blind to self-realization,
which is delusion from beginning to end,
and which arises from sleep, laziness and illusion, is said to be of the nature of ignorance. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. One who takes pleasure in laziness and in sleep is certainly in the mode of darkness, ignorance. And one who has no idea how to act and how not to act is also in the mode of ignorance. For the person in the mode of ignorance, everything is illusion. There is no happiness either in the beginning or at the end. For the person in the mode of passion, there might be some kind of ephemeral happiness in the beginning and at the end, distress. But for the person in the mode of ignorance, there's only distress both in the beginning and at the end. Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Swabhavitam Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Lagnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam, Sarvabhutam, Paritana, Sahitam, Krishna, Chaitanya, Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna, Bada, Sahagana, Lalita, Sri Vishaka, Vitam, Sicha, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Sindhu, Krina, Bandhu, Jagat, Kate, Gopesha, Gopikaratha, Radha, Kanta, Namostite, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavani, Shri, Krishabhanu, Sri, Panamani, Hari, Vanchakalpa Janukrishcha Kripasimbe Evacha Vajitanam Pavanevyo Vaishyavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatyaya Shatana. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namukuraja Senama Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divyaja Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprima Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna Yana Vechan Bandicha Sukham Mohanam Atmanaha Nidalasya Pramadutam Tathavasam Buddhavitam. And that happiness which is blind to self-realization, which is delusion from beginning to end, and which arises from sleep, laziness, and illusion, is said to be in the nature of ignorance. Hare Krishna. So, Sri Krishna is describing the three modes of material nature, and in this particular text is describing the nature of ignorance. Hare Krishna. There's a lot of that going on in the world today, unfortunately. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are being taken away from the mode of ignorance to the mode, through the mode of passion, to the mode of goodness.
Unfortunately, those of us that work, we can't escape the mode of passion because work is designed that way. You're supposed to try to get promotion. And it's already inbuilt passion. But the mode of goodness for material life is the best. But we have better than the best even for material life because we are being trained in the mode of transcendence. In Kali Yuga, it's a very simple process. It's a difficult life, but to get out of the material world, that process has been very much simplified. Lord Chaitanya came, one of the reasons that he came was to establish a Yuga Dharma. There were devotees already chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but he popularized it in the manner of speaking. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He also gave Krishna Prema freely. Whatever it takes for you to be attracted to him, you got Krishna Prema. First of all, he's very good looking, so to be attracted to him is not difficult. But there were people, even in Navadvipa, who were so interested in Krishna consciousness. When Kirtan was going on, they took it like noise. Why are you disturbing our sleep? So there were people in the sense of identification, even in the place where Lord Chaitanya did most of his preaching. The most magnificent, the most merciful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, in Bhagavad Gita, as we're reading now, Sri Krishna gave instructions of who he is and who we are and how we're supposed to relate to him and what his position is. Lord Chaitanya is the same Krishna. But when he came, he came as a devotee. This is how you do it. Krishna gave instructions, Lord Chaitanya gave the show how it's done. He played the role of a devotee. He played the role of a karmi, even initially. Nobody knew he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then on to, after initiation by Ishwara Puri, showed his position, and then his, and not even showing his position, those who were close to him knew that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The masses and people still didn't know, but he was just getting them very interested in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And he instructed Haridasa, Lord Nityananda, to go anywhere and everywhere and tell the people to take the holy name, because that was in fact their salvation, and that was the source of the happiness they had been looking for in other ways and in different places. Sri Krishna describes before this text two other texts. One, the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness is tied to transcendence for the devotees. For karmis, they may be in their best behavior, but still the mode of goodness, just like that, material goodness. In Krishna consciousness, when we're starting, the process may seem bitter. The process may seem bitter because the process is different from the material lifestyle we've been living. And now we have to change. And the mind and things around us tend to resist change. Even if you go to a different country, immediately you don't feel comfortable. You're still used to the lifestyle in the country you came from, and then you have to adjust. My mind, when I came to this country, was a huge shock. And when I tell you the reason, you will see why it was a huge shock to come to America. Yeah, I came to graduate school, but I came in January from a tropical country. In January. In Boston. I haven't seen cold again. In Boston. And it just blew my mind to see taxis when I got a carriage, snow, cars with snow on top of them. I've never seen that before. Cars all over in Africa, every city in Africa has cars. But cars with snow and ice on them? What's that? Not to talk about how I felt. It was torture the first 3 months. I couldn't deal with it. Because it was all winter months. So, it's difficult. In the same way, in Krishna consciousness, starting off, it appears difficult. But when we persevere, and when we exercise patience in doing what we're supposed to do and repeating what we're supposed to repeat and taking the process seriously, hearing and also applying, then Krishna begins to reveal himself. through the holy name, and then it begins to be better, and you see life begins to improve spiritually. Even materially, it might improve also. So, happiness, this one, Sri Krishna is describing, happiness which is blind to self-realization. Way back, I don't even know what year, there was a party for a job. Sometimes at Christmas time, a company decides to throw a party for the employees. I went to a couple of those so before I became a devotee. This particular party, I wasn't an employee of that company. I just was invited by a few friends, and I went, and they sat down, and people were drinking and smoking and all of that stuff. And then there was one man that walked to the table that most of us were sitting. And he came and stood next to one of those sitting at the table. And if you, just by looking at his face, it was clear he didn't even know where he was. He was apparently very happy, but he was drunk. That kind of happiness comes more of ignorance. He was just so off. It was fun. Looking at him, we all started laughing. Because he had no idea where he was and how he was moving his body and all that. I mean, I don't want to ask him. Indeed, he's right here. But it was, and I started, you know, just joking. He was certainly in his highest state of enjoyment. Because now he doesn't care about anything. Life is good. This, for a drunk person, is one totally in the mode of ignorance. He thinks he's happy. Another time, I'll tell my last story. Two girls, well, 19, 20, thereabouts, teenagers. I was in Walmart in Lewistown. All of a sudden, these two girls walked in. And they took a few steps, and then they started running. Now, not too many people run inside Walmart. They started running. And they were very happy. With giggling and carrying on and running, and they ran into each other, and they fell, and they got up, and they started running, and everybody they see, they're smiling at them, and going through clothes and everything, very, very happy. Somebody said, that's LSD. LSD makes people do that. So totally lost. They didn't know where they were, they didn't know how they were acting. That's motor ignorance. What an example. Sri Krishna says that happiness which is blind to self-realization, we'll talk about self-realization in a minute, which is delusion. They don't have things straight, they have things backwards, from the beginning to end. Whatever they think of in a backward way. And arises from sleep, that is too much sleep, laziness, and being illusion. Is said to be the nature of ignorance. And Srila Prabhupada says, one who takes pleasure in being lazy and one who takes pleasure in sleep is certainly in the mode of darkness, ignorance. So let's look at it. One who takes pleasure in laziness doesn't want to do much. Everybody should do and I should enjoy. Laziness. And in sleep, the body has had enough sleep but they want to continue sleeping. You need to sleep enough for the body to be able to function. But then you go on and on and on just because you like sleeping. That's what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. It's said to be in the nature of ignorance. One who has no idea how to act or how not to act. In other words, the person is uncivilized. That's also the mode of ignorance. So, for moral ignorance, the Papa says there is no happiness in the beginning or at the end. For passion, they might struggle and, as the Papa puts it, some kind of ephemeral happiness. Ephemeral means fleeting or it lasts for a short time. Happiness in the beginning lasts for a short time and then in the end, distress. But the person with moral ignorance is always distress. From the beginning and the end. What's so pathetic about it is that most of the time they don't even know. They don't realize that this is more ignorance. think they are enjoying life. And sometimes they are so sure about what they enjoy that they may even talk about it like it's normal. Now, if I give an example, some of you might be shocked, but I'm still going to give the example anyway. See, the Prabhupada has asked us to stay away from intoxication. Intoxication is all intoxicants, not just liquor, but it also includes caffeine, which is in coffee. Some people drink coffee, they say, to stay awake, but caffeine is an intoxicant. And the spiritual master, the Jagat Guru, says, stay away from intoxicants. But people talk about drinking coffee as if it was an important thing to do. This is what we do. You know, we keep awake from it. We stay awake with it. Yet, it is in fact, for the person who is serious, something to stop using. When we do some things, or we stop doing some things, like this example, what we used to do, we might think, but if I stop drinking coffee, then I might fall asleep on the job, and my supervisor will see it, and then there's going to be an issue. Well, let us tell you, when you obey the spiritual master's instruction, he takes care of you. So, if you are one that, for good reason, in terms of staying awake, is still taking some intoxicants, you need to stop, but especially, you need not to think that something bad is going to happen to you. Krishna says, my devotee shall not perish. If you do what he's supposed to do, he's going to make sure that you don't get into a bad situation. That happens all the time. That happens all the time. And in fact, it's Maya that makes us do these little things. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just a little bit of, you know why? You live like that. Everybody lives like that. They advertise you on TV. So, what's the problem? But that is how Maya works. Little by little, it takes off the things that we need to take seriously. What the spiritual master has told us to do. So, we said self-realization. Sri Krishna says the happiness that's blind to self-realization. So what is self-realization? Sri Prabhupada wrote a book on the science of self-realization. Sometimes when a new person comes here, we welcome them and even with that book they give as a gift. Now in chapter 1, Science of Self-Realization, and I'm going to quote directly, the boat of human life is constructed in such a way that it must move toward a spiritual destination. Absolutely the case, because this is how Lord Chaitanya has set spiritual life. You cannot stay at a particular level in spiritual life. It doesn't work that way. You're either going up, you may be going up fast, you may be going up slow, but you may be going up. Either you're going up or you're going down. If you think that you're okay at a certain place, then Maya is deceiving you. If you think you're okay, you're actually going down. Because spiritual life, you have to strive to keep going forward and up and up and up and up. And it wouldn't take much if you take stock of what you do when you think you're at the same level. If you're honest to yourself, you realize that some things are in fact wrong that need to be changed. So it's about growth. So Sri Prabhupada says, the goal of human life is constructed in such a way that it must move forward towards a spiritual destination. Unfortunately, this body is anchored to mundane consciousness by five strong chains. Then he mentions all five of them. They are attachment to the material body due to ignorance of spiritual facts. Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit. Attachment to the material body due to ignorance of spiritual facts. Attachment to the material body has brought so many situations that are very difficult for us, unnecessary for us. Some people think, I am white, therefore I am superior. Attachment to the body and defining the body in terms of material achievements or material capability. We're not even a body, we're the soul. Number two, attachment to relatives, kinsmen, due to bodily relations. Sometimes some people, because they are attached to a certain member of the family, and that member says, don't be Christian conscious, so then they start being Christian conscious, cutting themselves off the opportunity to actually go back to Godhead. And the example I'm going to give is my own case. I have a sister who is a very strong Christian, and she was very determined to stop me from being Christian conscious and become a Christian. Now, I grew up with her, so I know her quite well and the ways that she uses to get what she wants. And so this went on for 21 years. So now you know what I've been going through. I have one sister in Connecticut, 2 years older than me, determined to come and bring me back. If I am not following Jesus, I'm wrong. And I'm failing. And she's going to rescue me. Now, I'm not overstating that. This is her thing. She's going to rescue me. And my older sister, who is of a different father, same mother, we are all supporting her. She's going to rescue me. Now, she might as well be an agent of the CIA or something, because this is how she operates. She uses incorrect ways to try to get to. But I'm going to visit her. She goes, well, let's go see this. Let's go to this function. I need to go. Come with me. Then when I go, well, here's my pastor. Meet him. So it's always indirect kick. Get it, do this, do that, do that. And then it didn't work anywhere. So one time, I went to Ghana. And then our youngest niece came to meet me. She's older than us, in the 30s. And we went to a mall, okay? They wanted to have lunch. So I ordered something vegetarian. I'm sitting and eating. And we're talking and talking and talking. And then this whole thing about Christianity came up. And then she asked me, are you a Christian? And I said, yes. She said, are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? So that's when I realized my other sister has polluted this girl's mind too. You see, in Christian consciousness includes everything. So if you know Christian consciousness, you know Christianity better than the Christians know. Better than the Muslims know about Islam. It's all included in them more. Therefore, if you're Christian conscious, you know all of these things. You can define the Bible better, especially if you started being a Christian and you came to this. You know the Bible better than a regular Christian. Even your priests cannot debate you. Because what we know is so much higher compared to them. So yeah, since a dollar includes 25 cents, and you're at 25 cents, and I'm at a dollar level, if you ask me, you have 25 cents, I'm not going to lie. Of course I do. But she was shocked. So that was one case. Then I have another, today I'm talking about family. I have another cousin who is a Catholic nun. Not just a regular nun either, she's up there. So my sister went and told her also, you all should try to get my brother to be Christian again because you lost this Christian conscious thing. So she called me, my sister called me and said, my cousin is going to talk. My cousin is in Rome. She's up there with the Pope. My cousin is going to talk to me. And she did not call my cousin by the name that we all know her, referred to her. She said, Sister Felicia is going to talk. In other words, she referred to my cousin by title. But she was determined to make me not a Christian. So I wrote a letter and I have to confess that I had to blast her. Because I was sick and tired of it for 21 years. So I said, do you think that I will be in the process for 21 years? I'm so stupid about not to understand what it is about by now? So unfortunately, I respected my older sister all this time, but I had to give it to her. I'm not attached to her. I'm attached to Krishna, and I'm attached to Guru. And she better understand that, or she doesn't have a brother anymore. I'm not kidding you. So right now, there's a block. Until she comes to her senses and realizes, I am not going to change Krishna consciousness to get Christianity for you or for anybody else. So now you know, you all pray for me to that situation at this point. But there's no way I want to give up. No way. No way. I have so many things I've told her. Krishna consciousness said, look at John chapter 16, text 12. It's all there. Jesus said, I have much to teach you, but you're not able to bear it. So if the half-most person is saying, I have much to show you and you're not able to bear it, I want to teach you much means it's quite a bit to teach you, and you're not able to bear it. Which means even what he knew, Christ, he didn't teach. Because these people were not in the position to even take it. If you go higher, first of all, you have to be vegetarian. How many of them are? You have to stop intoxicating, gambling, following the principles. How many of them are willing to give that up? They're not. And if you can, you will not be privy to the higher knowledge. It just won't come to you. Or even if it's right in your face, you wouldn't believe it, like my sister. So, clearly, this is why Krishna says, Sarva dharma parityaja mame kam charanam bhaja aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha isha vimasa jaha. Abandon all varieties of religion. It's not transcendental. Krishna knows that they mention God all day and all night, whatever, especially when they want something, they pray for something. They want material things, they do. But why does he say abandon them? You can't even get away from the material world with that kind of worship. At best you go to a heavenly planet, but you never get out of the material world. So religion would not help us. So the Prabhupada has made us very, very fortunate with this service. Devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the third point this is Prabhupada makes, attachment to the land of birth and to material possessions such as a house and furniture and estates and property, business papers, etc. Attachment to land of birth. Israelis and Palestinians have been fighting forever. Do I need to add anymore? That makes the point right there. It makes the point. Mother Bhumi in the scripture, Mother Bhumi laughs at those who are fighting for land. He says, they want a piece of my body. First of all, they're all going to die. So they just killing themselves earlier because of conflict over land that doesn't belong to them anyway. Nobody owns anything here. Nobody. If you think you own it, try to keep it forever. The Lord will take your body away from you. And that's the end of that. Everything that we use has been lent to us. And Krishna is watching to see how we use it, either in the service or for our own sense gratification. So the smart thing to do is use everything in Krishna's service. Number four, attachment to material science, which always remains mysterious for want of spiritual light. So what Srila Prabhupada is saying is, those who think science is the solution to everything, they really are in the mode of ignorance. Science is producing things that are convenient for us, but convenience is not happiness. It may be convenient. Let's give an example. A person has a big load on their backs and is really weighing them down. And it's off-center. It's on one side of their back. So they're really suffering. Then they ask somebody, could you please straighten this thing on my back? You put it right down center in the back of my back so that I can support it properly. That's what we're living in. Trying to make it more convenient to carry the load. But we are carrying the load. Right? The Lord is made convenient for us, but it's not off our backs. It's not off our backs. Number five, attachment to religious forms and holy rituals without knowing the personality of Godhead or His devotees who make them holy. Attachment to religious forms and holy rituals. And those who do this, they want something material from it. They're not doing it because they want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhakti Yoga, serve the devotees through Bhakti Yoga, just because they want to establish a wonderful relationship. They always want something from it for themselves. So ignorance, in simple words, is causing harm to oneself or causing harm to others. Maya is always breaking the resolve of a devotee. A person has decided, I'm going to stick to Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Maya, right from when you wake up, starts the excuses. Oh, it's too, you didn't sleep that well now, so why should you start chanting now? Get some more sleep, then you have work to go to, so go to do that. Then you have to go see something to do, and the kids are going to be coming soon. But then on and on and on and on and on. Until 10 o'clock at night, I didn't chant any rounds. Maya says, but you're tired. Wait till tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow. So wait till tomorrow and chant. So, Srila Prabhupada warned us that every single moment that we let go and don't use it profitably, you cannot get it back. Every moment that goes, you're not going to be able to get it back. When you waste it forever. And if you're a leader, that's worse. Because the leader has followers, or a congregation, or whatever it is. And he's responsible for that. And I'm not talking about just spiritual only. You can take the case of a teacher. The teacher makes a mistake, writing somewhere on the board, and they write a mistake. And then everything is new to the students, so they don't know what's right and what's not right. So when a teacher writes something wrong, the whole class copies it. You have 100 students, they've all copied it wrong. And they think it's right. That's how bad it is with being a leader. Because I teach, and it does happen. Every now and then I have to send an email, no, it wasn't right, correct it. Couple of times in how many years it's happened that way. But everybody that is a leader, every mistake that you make affects the entire people that are under your leadership. So we have to be really careful what we do. We have to be always on our toes, so to speak. So Maya brings the resolve of a devotee a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit. And when we accept it, the next thing you know, a few months go by and we realize that our devotional activities have gone down quite a bit. So we need to counteract Maya. Well, how? To counteract Maya, we have to be constantly remembering Krishna. Constant remembrance of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami says, always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna. Constant chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Which means we have to sing in kirtan, in association with devotees. We have to sing, we have to chant, japa, and we have to repeat the holy name to ourselves, even without the beadband, without our japa beads. We still have to do that, to constantly chant the holy name. Constantly search for ways to serve Krishna and his devotees. Never be satisfied that since I'm doing something this way, and I've been doing it every time when it comes time for us to do service here, then we come together and I do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Remember, spiritual life is about growing. If you think that this is what you do and you're okay, you'll find yourself going down before you even know it. So, constantly search for ways to serve Krishna and the devotees. Constantly, final thing, remember that the service to the devotees should be at the level of service to Guru and Krishna. And I'm going to say it again. Service to devotees, when we're serving devotees, we should have the same consciousness like we're serving our spiritual master or we're serving Krishna. Now, this is a quotation from Ramanujacharya when he was leaving his body and his devotees, his disciples, were very, very distraught though because spiritual master was getting ready to leave. First thing he told them, you should serve one another in the same way that you have served me. That was the first instruction. If you regard service and you approach service to devotees at the same level as you serve your guru and even serve the deity, you will grow and grow very quickly. The Christian will reveal himself to you quite, much, much, much earlier than other devotees who ever experienced. Even Srila Prabhupada also made a point. Before he also left his body, he said, "You will show your love for me by how you cooperate with each other." That was the instruction that he also gave. Your love for me will be based directly on how you cooperate with each other. Now, the demigods, when there is more ignorance, the demigods do in fact respond to it. And it is going on now in this country. Hurricane Harvey. So we can talk about India because the matter is very sensitive. But for the devotees, there is no accident. There isn't in spiritual life. There is no accident. When one does things in a mode of passion, in a mode of ignorance, Krishna can let it go for a while. Then after a while, you see there will be some warning, serious warning given. This country is being won left and right, but a little bit of it, in some parts, certain times, and it comes and it goes. What's so sad is that after all the efforts to help people in Houston, to help people who are in the Caribbean, and there's an earthquake there, there's also been a hurricane there, nobody's even mentioning praying to God. Nobody's mentioning any spiritual aspects of it. I heard one time, just one time, one of the reporters said, and she was just laughing about it, it was in the radio. He said, "Well, the gods must be angry." And she just said it in passing. You know, it was like a joke, but I'm sure she meant it. She probably knows something about the demigods. Indra and Vayu. The wind and the rain. This is what's going on. So, if we don't take things seriously, and people are just sense gratification, and they put God aside when in fact this whole creation is by Him, then sometimes these things will happen. And Srila Prabhupada said that for us, we can help to the extent that we can, but this is not our home. That's why Srila Prabhupada came to take us from here, back to Godhead. Back to Godhead doesn't have any natural disasters. The Godhead, you don't even have to have a lot of possessions. Remember, in the spiritual world, you don't need possessions. The cup of bitter teas are there. Whatever you want, you get. So you don't have to have like a big U-Haul to relocate from one point because there's so much stuff. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Those who are very, very advanced, the sadhus, they always travel light. If they want something, they can get it. Those who have those mystic seeds. What to speak of those who are in the spiritual world. Everything is provided. But we're struggling here, and we're trying to make life convenient. And if you look at this country, its standard of living is better than most countries around the world. So we are being fooled into thinking that we're okay. But there's so much anxiety in this place. And the weather doesn't leave us alone. Not just hurricane alone, but even in winter, we always have to tolerate this weather. Always. The spiritual world has wonderful weather the whole time. So we need to take this process seriously. Now, how to help mortal ignorance people? And that's my last point. Mortal ignorance people aren't going to chant, you know that. They don't want to hear much about God. They say, oh, there's no God, or God is dead, or whatever. But devotees is one thing we can do to assist them, and that is offer them prasad. That nobody refuses food. Offer them prasad. You can't say anything to them. You can't convince them about God, but if you give them a snack, they surely will eat it. Even if they don't pray on it first, it doesn't matter. Prasad will still do his work. And I heard one point, the book is up there. Is it open? Is it on there or now? Okay, it's open. Okay. One more point and then questions, if you have. This morning I was listening to a lecture, and remember last week we had the Rathiyatra.
very blissful Rath Yatra and challenging too in terms of the weather, but you still have a wonderful Rath Yatra. So you want to say a little bit about the benefits of Rath Yatra. Lord Jagannath comes out, usually he's in the temple, but once a year comes out to give his mercy to any and everybody, devotee or non-devotee. So anyone who sees Lord Jagannath that day in Rath Yatra, all of your sins are forgiven. It doesn't matter whether you're devotee or non-devotee. You see Lord Jagannath, this seeing Lord Jagannath, sins are forgiven. Now, if you keep on making new sins, that's up to you, but sins up to that point, they're all forgiven. Secondly, if a devotee grabs the rope to pull Lord Jagannath, or even a kami, one who is not a devotee, joins that to pull the cart of Lord Jagannath, that person will definitely go back to Godhead. If not in that particular body at that time, just a few bodies later, they'll go back to Godhead. Which means anybody that's not a devotee but helps to pull the cart will become a devotee in this life or very soon and start the process of going back to Godhead. They will wind up going back to Godhead. So those are the two huge benefits in Rath Yatra. So that day, everybody that went had all their sins forgiven. Since last week, wiped out. And then those who pulled the cart, they're on their way back to Godhead, whether devotee or not. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Thank
So it's worse when you go to the airport sometimes and look into them. Some Swamis I've said a long time, or said a number of times, and I'm used to it, you know, and the junior Swami says that every time you go to the airport, you're going to be in a plane to go somewhere else. They look at them, how they're dressed, and see them in the back, they pull them aside, and they give an extra stretch. Maharaj says, I'm used to it. So this is all craziness going on in this Kali Yuga. Then Krishna will always be there. When we need help, he will be there. He will be there. In other words, Sri Prabhupada's message is, just think positively. When things happen materially around you that seems to be troublesome, Krishna is never going to leave you. One way or the other, you will get the help that you need. So don't get in anxiety. Sri Prabhupada sometimes gives strong statements, if you're in anxiety, you're not in avoiding. But actually the point he means is, don't even worry yourself about this. So if things are getting you all excited in the wrong way, materially, again, let this one come into your head. If I'm doing that, I'm not a devotee. In other words, I'm not trusting Krishna, is what he's really saying. I'm not trusting Krishna. But Krishna can do any and everything. And he will not leave me high and dry. Whatever it is, there will be some things that I will learn from it that's positive. Always. So, yeah, we have some more work to do. I'm going to the left. We have some more work to do. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Good question. Any other comments? Yes?
You mentioned about spiritual progress.
Can you mention about
spiritual progress?
Spiritual progress, yes, yes, yes.
So how would, like, suppose a person is chanting or speaking around, following or regulating the system, then what are the parameters?
A number of things. How do they know they're progressing? If they get less interested in some of the material things that they used to do, being in vacation. When you get less interested in some of the material things that you used to waste time doing, that's a sign you're growing. If you get more and more interested in the spiritual aspect of things, you're growing. If you're more interested in hearing, so Prabhupada said that's the first thing. If you're more interested in hearing, you will grow. Because in hearing, Krishna always arranges for the instruction that can help us to grow to come to that hearing. So, and this is known by non-devotees, if you try something for 21 days, it will become a habit. And the person I talked to just said, you lift the phone up with your right hand, right? If you do, you write every time the phone rings. You, for 21 days, make it a point, put a note on the phone, lift with your left hand, and you lift with your left hand for 3 weeks. Next time the phone rings, you can take that note off, you will lift your left hand. It's human nature. So, in the beginning, hearing may be difficult, but if you set a time to hear, and I'll test me to another point too that's quite important. If you set a time to hear, and you hear at that time, for example, say you don't have time at all, but you have a car, and you have a CD player, and you put CD, so you make my, every time that I'm in the car, I will hear some lecture, I'll put the CD, lecture, and hear it. So every day you get in the car, and every day you get to hear. Okay? And with that, you keep improving. Because what you hear, the advertise Krishna to yourself, through the hearing. Okay. Now, what works really well, and Mother Kalini taught me this, and then later on, other people say, Sri Prabhupada was like that too. Program yourself. See, the way to escape Maya a lot, see, as they said, the idle mind is the devil's workshop, right? But if you program yourself right at the beginning, when I get up, I do this, and I do this, I do this, I do this, until time to go to bed. So you set your day, and as much as possible, because Maya is going to fight you, because you said it, you're going to get to do it like that. You're going to try to make you not do so, come up with excuses. But if you program yourself and you stick to it, 80% stick to it, 85% stick to it, 90% stick to it, 95% stick to it. The only thing you need to do is make sure that all the spiritual activities are all in the program to do it. The time you have to chant,
and how long you're supposed to chant, how long you're supposed to hear, then you can put in work, you can put in cooking and those things, and how, what time you leave. And then set your alarm clock to be that way, to start you off at the time you're supposed to start off. If you program yourself, you'll be surprised how little Maya can influence you. It's a fact. To the Prabhupada's disciple, Shruti Kirti Prabhu, who was with him in India, traveled with him by the way, they asked him, what was it you find about Shruti Prabhupada that was so fascinating? And he said, I was really surprised that wherever we went around the world, Srila Prabhupada was keeping the same schedule. If he was asked to go preach somewhere and have to interrupt that, he'll do that because it's for Krishna anyway. But when he's back in his room, he does things the same way. So for us, Kaliyuga may be difficult, but Srila Prabhupada's pure booty. He can, you know, his mind is controlled well. He doesn't have to depend on, you know, those of us who write, and I do it. In fact, some of the things I actually do, I have Excel program, but get up in the morning, this. My cell phone is set to when I have to get up to make those happen. And there's a little struggle sometimes, 10 minutes before I finally get out of bed, talk about motor ignorance, right? So then I get up, but we got to start the chanting. Some other things the spiritual master says to do, we're doing this line in Baltimore. One devotee asked me, but I like to chant when I'm on the treadmill. And I asked my guru about it, and he said it was all right. Some of you are laughing, but it's a serious matter. I'll figure it out. Because I preached in Baltimore after the thing, she came out. She's a devotee. Sasuma and the Buddhists, and they're all not young people. They are quite, you know, up there in age. And he discussed with a particular sannyasi who said he was okay. Then I asked, but do you take a bath before you get on a treadmill? And that became a long question of debate. See, because the Prabhupada said, you take a bath, then you chant. Every time he preached about having to chant, but he says, you take a bath first, and you chant. See, Mangalati is that program. You take a bath, you go to the knees, and then after that, after the songs, Sri Vishwanath Chakrabani, you know. So after that, Samsara Garavana, Lalita Lukan, and then Sringadeva, and after Sringadeva is Tosi, and after Tosi, you sit down and you chant. That's the morning program. But you take a shower before you do all of that. Therefore, when you get to the chant, you go and take a shower. But Sri Prabhupada doesn't practice, take a shower and then chant. So then there was a point of difference. Because you never want to take a shower and get on a treadmill. So I just said, this is what Srila Prabhupada said. We take a shower. But he said, when you make your water not too hot, lukewarm, as cold as you can take it, it also bathes the subtle body. I don't know how that works. I'm just going to Srila Prabhupada directly. So, but you take a shower and then you chant. So yeah, I'd love to work out too. But my mind won't let me. See, Baba says, you take a shower, you take a shower, you sit down and chant. Because when you obey spiritual master, not what you like, not what you like, but what he says to do, then Krishna knows you're serious. Because Guru is Krishna's representative, and he says do it like that. So if you do it like that, then fine. Some other devotee was asking me, but I used to chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, then Hare Krishna. Why is it that you guys chant Hare Krishna before you chant Hare Ram? I said, Lord Chaitanya said chant Hare Krishna before you chant Hare Ram. That's why we do. He's God. And if he says do it this way, you do it this way. You don't change it. So part of the progress, the answer to your question, how do you know you're progressing? You do what the spiritual master says to do. Whether you like it or not. Do it anyway because he said it. And you're going to grow. Because all of these things get loaded. Gets loaded. Good question. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so I think we can stop here. I've gone long, but we have to wait for the booger also. Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhupada ki.